Hello, Grave Talks family. It's Tony Bruschi. If you love the Grave Talks, you'll probably love our other podcast if you're already not a subscriber of it, Real Ghost Stories Online. The following is a 15-minute preview of this week's Extra Podcast Person, or EPP, bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. I hope you enjoy. If you find yourself in a situation with ghosts or spirits, a lot of times you kind of want to find a way to get out of that situation, either calm it down so it's not happening or remove yourself from it. But what do you do when you can't, when you are in that situation because, well, you kind of need to be there? And that's where a lot of people find themselves, whether it's in their home and there's no option at that moment to move or sell or anything like that, whether it's at a workplace and there's not an option to quit, or whether you've made a promise to someone to watch their house sit, and they're far away and they need you to do that, and you promise to do it and you can't really leave. A lot of cases where one can find themselves in a very trivial situation that they cannot escape. And if the spirits are a bit malevolent or malicious, and they know they got you trapped, you are kind of their prey, and you're just going to have to find ways to endure it. So we got going on in some of our stories today on Real Ghost Stories Online. What do you do when your workplace is haunted by a spirit that likes to play games? And then what I think is, in my opinion, one of the best stories of this year. It's really good. How do you handle house sitting for a friend in an extremely old Victorian haunted farmhouse that you can't leave from? This is a long one, and it's really good. It really is. It's got everything a haunted house you could ask for, and a lot of suspense. So you're in for a treat on our second story. I mean, both are really good stories, but every once in a while you get those that are like, these are great. Like, I have like kind of a list in my mind mentally of like top 50, top 20 stories and such. This at least gets into the top 50. Could be in the top 20 of all time. It is a good story. All right. So these are what you got today on Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP bonus episode number 354. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Oftentimes when we think of hauntings, we're thinking of a haunted house or an asylum or something really obvious and kind of, you know, maybe a little bit spooky. Sometimes, though, hauntings occur in locations that are not all that spooky. Take, for example, like a country store, you know, like one that sells animal food and tack equipment and, country crafts and things of that nature. You know, I'm talking about some areas of the country. They're called like kind of like co-op type things. There's all different names depending on where you're at, but they're usually like kind of welcoming, friendly places. People are usually kind of in a nice mood and there's interesting things to look at. And it's kind of a go-to place if you're out in the country rather than having to go all the way to a population center. Not usually very spooky. Well, change that, because in our next story, we hear about one of those places where strange things happen. Things being caught on camera. Items being stacked in weird ways. Think Ghostbusters and the books in the library being stacked. Except this time, it's dog food. It's really kind of weird stuff, but it's not
menacing, not malevolent, just almost kind of playfully weird? I'll let you be the judge. Take a listen. I wanted to share with you some of the ongoing paranormal happenings at my place of work. I work in a country store that sells farm animal feed, DIY products, and outdoor clothing. I've worked there since 2006 when I was 18 years old. In my first year there, I was the store's administrator and was occasionally in charge of locking up at night and opening again in the morning. Although I was not the only one with a key, an alarm goes off even if the key is used between certain hours. I was the last person out one evening, and I had locked up the door, activated the alarm, and secured the gate. I was the first person in the next day to also open. Before I left that night, I had to check down all the aisles of the shop to make sure they were all clear of stock, shopping carts, or rubbish. When I came in the next morning, I opened as I was the first to arrive, and when I entered the building, I walked down the aisle in which there are 15-kilogram dog food bags on either side. In the center of that aisle, there was a stack of 5 15-kilogram dog food bags stacked perpendicular to one and the other in a pile. Now, occasionally, dog food bags can be slippery and slide off if they're on top of the shelf and not placed correctly. However, I checked the night before, and there was nothing down that aisle, and where the bags were is way further than they could have fallen by themselves. They were also stacked neatly and precisely. I was very creeped out and checked the CCTV when other stuff came in, so I was not alone. But the camera that was trained on that area of the store, which I had been recording fine, began to go static between the hours of 3:03 a.m. and 3:25 a.m. And when the recording became clear again, the bags were stacked. The other cameras covering outside showed that nobody had entered the building to play a prank on me. I refused to be at work on my own for a few weeks after that. We've since called the ghost Fred. I've experienced more with this ghost. He's quite the prankster, but he also has helped me out with things as well. I do not know for sure if he is male, but that's the feeling I get from them, and I decided to give him a name rather than just refer to it as a ghost so I could chat with him or ask him to put things back if he moved him as a prank. I'm not the only person who's seen his pranks. A few months ago, I found out that two other members of the staff have experienced the bags being stacked like described before. These employees were not even working there when it happened to me. I also had shared an experience with a colleague. I'll call her Lynn. There are two offices next to each other. We sat in one office next to each other. I just come in, and as I usually do, I check to see if anyone is in the other office when I pass by to say hi. There was nobody in the office when I passed, and here's only one doorway in and out. I'd come from the canteen before going to the office, and I was the only person out there other than Lynn. Asked her where our assistant manager was. I'll call him John. She said she didn't know, so I decided to wait in the office until he came back from the shop floor. We both heard the door between the shop floor and the back office open and close. I instinctively looked out the open door into the hallway and saw a figure quickly dart from the hallway to the other office. Now, our uniform is all black, and John is very tall, around 6 feet. So although I did not see the figure clearly, it looked like him. So I instinctively shouted through to him that I needed to speak to him about something. Lynn had seen the figure go into the other office at the same time I did. I asked her, "That was John, wasn't it?" She replied, "Must have been. It was too tall to be anybody else." I got annoyed that he was ignoring me, so I got up out of the chair, marched in there. The room was empty. Would have seen if anyone had come out of the room. I told Lynn, who thought I was joking, and then came to stand next to me. We then looked all around the black area and the back room. Bear in mind, the door between the back offices and the shop floor is loud and distinct, and we had come and only heard it once. We thought that he had come in. We checked the stock cupboard, the bathrooms, canteen, nothing. We were freaked out, to say the least, and we didn't find him. We have since concluded that it must have been Fred. His other antics include hiding things like scissors and tape when you need it. You turn your back around after deciding to get on with something else. They show up where you have looked numerous times. He also has, when I've been in the back office area on my own on a Sunday, heard typing as if a colleague is in one of the offices on a computer, only to go in there to find nobody. Phantom coughs when nobody is around, and nothing to make a sound even remotely like that. He does not scare me anymore. I talk to him, and sometimes when I'm in the stockroom looking for something, and if I ask him to make a noise in the direction of an item, he often does and helps me. I believe he's always in the building, but not always actively pranking people. He's never given me the feeling of fear or dread. Confusion, yes, but not fear. Sometimes it's quite comforting, the feeling, his presence in the office when I'm on my own. I'm sure there'll be more notable antics in the future, which I'll share with you, and when they happen. In 2019, when we caught an orb on the CCTV, I know a lot of people think orbs are often a light through a window, a bug or dust. The location of the store would not allow headlights to go through the window, and the blinds were drawn. Ceiling is high, and it was at 4 a.m., so nothing was moving around, and the lights were off. The orb was large. It moved slowly, with purpose, from one screen to the other. As it almost got to the other side of the screen, it looked like it changed into almost a human shape, then went past the edge of the screen. More recently, I was sitting in my office with my colleague in front of me. The CCTV screen was behind me. My colleague was looking past me at the screen and exclaimed, "What the hell? Something just flew off the shelf." That's where we're going to pause things. If you want to hear the rest of the story and hear our other story, which, like I said earlier, I think it's one of the best ones of the year so far, probably in the top 20 of all time. How do you handle house sitting for a friend in an extremely old Victorian haunted farmhouse that you cannot leave from? Weird things happen left and right. It is a good one. To get it all, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to all of our bonus material, all of the advanced episodes, all of the archive, all of it ad-free, no commercials, so you can just binge and binge and binge. It's so worth it, and it's what helps keep our show on the air. So without that support, we don't exist. So if you like the show, you want to keep us going, please consider doing that. Check it out, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.